The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
You're going to wear gloves?
Actually, yes. That's one of the things.
Is that not an option?
It's actually a requirement here as part of this. Okay.
Seems so unnecessary.
This can't be too bad. Women have been doing this to me my whole life.
Oh, I thought you were going to use your watch hand. I was going to ask Fred if he could tell time once your wrist went in.
Okay. All right.
All right, Fred.
Al.
What's the emotion?
I could never be gay. I can say that.
Oh. Jeez.
It doesn't sound... you're making faces like you like it a little bit. That was it?
Was that ever been 10 seconds? That's all there is to it.
And not how long I usually take, so... At least it wasn't anything
warm on my
back.
The exam went very well.
Oh, yeah.
Chevy Chase thing about him singing or something like that. I think I remember a movie about that once.
Fletch, right?
Fletch, yeah, there you go. Okay, all right, bear with me. Bear with me here.
Is it Mr. Babar? Was that his name?
Bear with me here.
Oh! Okay. God. No!
Okay. All is good. All went well. You participated.
That's why you never want to go to prison. Ever.
I feel like I need to wash my hands.
Who's felt nicer?
You guys both had excellent appearing prostates, so there's no warning bells going off on either one of you guys. Right. That's good. Definitely.
Who had a hairier ass?
Had my eyes closed.
Well, we'll probably have a little butt talk today and some vomit talk, apparently. Let's just have some fun with it. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on. For Tuesday, welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master, sort of. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Zhong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood, but as Julian the texter has already said, no way people can be in a bad mood on this Tuesday if they saw the Facebook Live today.
Zhong might not be in the best
mood. Zhong is not in a great mood because Zhong is extremely ill and has no business being here. But other than that, I hope people were entertained. I'll just leave it at
that. I think that while everyone wants to make the lead story our prostate exams, I don't think that's the lead. The lead story is John crapped his pants last night.
No, I think the prostate exam.
No.
Because there's actual video.
You're burying the lead, John. There's some things that are funny. Us getting prostate exams on Facebook Live is funny. You crapping your pants is hilarious. I mean... Barry can't even control himself. He's laughing his ass off. What's funnier, Barry? You're a comedian.
I had no idea he crapped his pants.
Do you feel like we buried the lead a little?
You think?
That's the funniest, right?
Nothing the three of us will do today will be funnier than that this week.
So, John, tell the story. What you think? You maybe got some bad soup, or you ate soup that you shouldn't have eaten because you left it out, right?
Yeah, so yesterday at lunch, I ordered a sandwich, and then I ordered soup for later.
Okay.
So,
but you didn't refrigerate the soup.
I did not. So I set my I set my soup aside on my desk, and this was probably around 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And I ate the soup around 5:30.
Okay.
And it tasted wonderful.
Did you warm it up before you ate it?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that would kill anything that was in it. Maybe using that microwave in there is what got you sick.
Maybe.
Or maybe one of our interns poisoned you.
That could be a possibility.
Who was interning yesterday? Juggalo Trey?
Yes, he was.
Uh-oh! That's a Juggalo move to poison your boss, I think.
And then I felt fine, and then I went to have dinner with my parents, and my mom cooked, so it couldn't be that because Teresa and my parents ate the same thing, and they haven't had any of the ill effects that I suffered last night. And on my way home, I had to stop and throw up on the side of the road.
Oh, I've been there and done that.
Oh no! Before that, I went to a gas station to go number two.
You could say to poop.
Yeah, to poop. It wasn't really poop; it was water.
To splash.
Yeah, to splash.
Oh, that's the worst. First of all, going number two at the gas station.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
I can't think of 10 things worse in this world than having to poop at a gas station.
Unless it's a Buc-ee's.
Bucky's is a different conversation, but you're talking about like just a random gas station along the road.
Like your Exxon on I-10.
Where was it? Was it a crappy gas station?
It was a Chevron. It wasn't the cleanest, but it wasn't the dirtiest.
That's so awful. So awful.
And then I threw up on the side of the road.
That happened to me after I ate at that Mexican buffet. What was it? What's it called? Where you raise the flag up?
Ponchos?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Me and my brother both ate there. I'd never eaten there before. We both ate there, and literally 30 minutes later, both of us, he was out of one side of my truck. I was out the other, just puking all over the road.
Disaster. And then after dinner, I thought I was just tired. My stomach hurt a little bit, and I felt tired. And then all of a sudden, I went number two again. More water, and this time it was stinkier.
Yeah.
And just took some medicine, laid down for a little bit, and then tried to go to sleep, and everything in my body evacuated.
Oh.
And while I was over the toilet...
You got up, though, right? You didn't, like, puke in the bed.
Oh, no. Yeah, I went to the toilet. So everything that... I've never thrown up this hard before to where both ends of my body...
Lost control.
Yeah.
You lost control.
So I was throwing up, and a little bit of poop came out.
I worry about that sometimes, so I'll just get the trash can and I'll sit on the toilet and puke in the trash can if I feel like that's a possibility.
That's a rookie move.
Why?
No, you get in the tub and you hang over the toilet. That way, if you do start crapping, it's in the tub.
It's all the way across from my bath.
You don't have a bathroom that has a tub next to the toilet. Yeah, you go to that one. That's what professional drinkers know.
I don't know.
Kind of with them on that.
That's what you do.
You sit in the bathtub and poop in the bathtub.
Not on purpose, but if you accidentally, you have to make a choice.
Why don't you sit on the toilet and poop in there and then puke in the bathtub?
That's what I'm saying. You have to make a choice. Okay. What's more important? Are you going to sit and puke in the bathtub, or are you puking more and you're scared you might? No.
I don't need that conversation with my wife of why did you either A, poop in the bathtub, or B, puke in the bathtub.
Well, that's why you have kids. You just blame it on them.
No, that won't work. Yeah, that won't work. But I understand that problem. How much poop are we talking? Like, was it enough to make like a skid mark, or was it like enough to be a disaster?
It was watery.
Right.
It wasn't too bad.
How far down your leg did it get?
It didn't. I wear a boxer brief, so
it held it all in.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't too bad.
And that's the worst. Like, while you're sick, you had to immediately shower.
And
I couldn't
stop because more like throw up was coming out.
You just had to let it sit there for a second.
Yeah. So it didn't squirt out once. It squirted out two or three times.
Oh man.
Just marinating in it.
And the smell was just wretched.
Was it the poop smell was worse or the puke?
The poop smell.
Oh, no. My favorite part of this story is your girlfriend tried to walk in to help you, right?
Yeah, she walked in and she goes, hey, is everything okay? And then I turned around and said, I threw up and pooped myself. And then she looked me dead square in the face and started laughing at me.
Yeah, she's a keeper.
Now, is this the first time you've ever pooped your pants in front of her?
In front of her, yes.
Okay. Oh, man.
So when's the last time you pooped your pants before last night?
I don't know. It's one of those things when I try to fart and a little bit of poop comes out.
When is the last time that happened, do you think?
Maybe a year or two ago.
A year or two ago? Chong, you've got no control of your bowels. I mean,
this is supposed to be a once every 10 years thing, man. Yeah, I mean, even for those of us who drink a lot,
Yeah, you drink less than all of us, and you're the one pooping your pants with, I mean, semi-regularity. It's absurd. I can't believe this. I mean, this is a revelation. Jong, like,
I've lost so much respect for you.
I've gained it. He's willing to at least admit it. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's probably people out there pooping their pants who are just like, I didn't poop. Has it ever happened at work?
It was on the way to work.
Oh, so what'd you do?
I went to Target and bought new underwear.
So you didn't go home and clean yourself?
No, I was like on. I was on Chimney Rock in 59.
So what'd you? Did you just use toilet paper to clean up?
No, I threw them away.
I know, but what to clean your butt?
Oh yeah,
like it had gotten on your legs at all?
No. I wear boxer briefs.
This is why I tell everyone. Whatever you're going, whatever you do, whether it's in your vehicle or like I carry a backpack, always have wet wipes with you. Wet wipes are a gift.
I've kind of come around on that.
I mean, you need them because if you poop your pants, toilet paper alone is not enough to make you feel clean.
This isn't like, but you're acting like this is like a period, like once a month you need to be prepared for it, and it's not.
Barry, if you go to the restroom, if you poop at a Chevron, do you
first of all, I don't poop at Chevron.
Let's just say
I'll poop in my truck. Let's before say,
I Chevron. I mean, let's
are you
just
crazy?
Say it's a nightmare scenario, and you've got to release.
Sorry, truck. I'll get in the back seat. I don't ride back there. I'll sit in the bed of the truck and poop. Are you crazy?
I mean, but this is why, because if you have to poop in an unapproved location. Toilet paper alone is not going to save you. It's not going to keep you clean. I mean,
can we all agree though that in Jong's defense, everybody's been there at least once?
Oh, of course.
Everybody has been there at least once.
Of course, but I mean, I think the best part is Teresa walking in. have you faced her since this incident?
Yeah, she did. She tried to take care of me last night.
Okay, but this was after she was done laughing. She tried to take care of you.
Yeah.
Did she? What happened with your underwear from last night?
I washed it.
You washed it yourself?
Yeah, it wasn't that much.
Okay, but you did not want her to see them, right?
I mean, it was mostly water.
Right, but it was brown water.
Yeah, more orange.
Okay, like a Yoo-hoo.
It was probably the color of the soup. I had tortilla soup.
Oh,
I know.
Was the soup spicy?
No.
Man. I'm getting John diapers for Christmas.
Need some Depends.
Like a move, yeah.
That's why. Thank you. You've solved that question.
Exactly. I was going to get him beer, but now I'm moved.
No. We should all just chip in and get him some from Costco.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is a regular thing.
Well, we'll talk about our day, but I just had to get it out there, Jong, that you had a really big night and you're here working today. When is the last time you had a bowel movement?
5 minutes before the show.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to have another one.
During this break?
Yeah. No, not during this break, but. Like, within the end of the show.
Okay, so you think like once every few hours now you're down to...
You're going to Facebook Live it?
What's going to happen if...
Wish we could have.
What happens if we get to that emergency where you've got to go right now. You can't take us to break. You've just got to go. What are we going to do? Because you remember the last time this happened when I pepper sprayed you. I mean, it was a disaster because neither Fred nor I knew how to work the board and send us to commercial break. It was a disaster.
Barry knows how to do it.
Yeah.
Barry's not going to be here forever.
I learned for this exact reason. In case, if Nick and I, or Joel and I ever pepper sprayed Nick for whatever reason, or Shock and I to Tyler, I can get us to commercial. So, yeah. That's assuming I stay the whole time. Though. I'm not staying the whole time.
Yeah, you're not going to be here all day.
No.
Well, and... Poor Jong shows up today to do the Facebook Live thing and basically sleeps on the couch at Man Center the entire time. He can't get off the couch. And then he's like, okay, I'm not coming into work today. And then I get here and there he is. Like, oh, I couldn't get anybody else. It's like, really? Really? This is where we are, where we know you're going to be spraying it out of both sides and you still come to work? Regardless, we'll follow this up and we have ass talk too, so... but right now,
Barry wants to interview us.
Yeah, that's why I'm
here.
I have questions. Okay. I may have to do this.
All right. Well, right now, we're going to tell you that you can win a Bedrock City Comic Company gift card for $25 and a t-shirt. All you have to do is, and I'm guessing Jong would be a good choice here. Pick a superhero or supervillain athlete from the weekend games, or, you know, can be Jong, and tweet what their superpower that made them a superhero or supervillain is. And again, Jong's picking the winner, so feel free. We'll do this later in the show. We'll give away the winner, but just tag Bedrock City Comics on it. All right.
And then before we go, we have our superhero performance of the week.
This is your superhero performance of the week, presented by Bedrock City Comics.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Bryant throwing, intercepted in the middle of the field by Eric Berry. Berry to the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown Kansas City. Bryant throwing, intercepted, picked off. This is Berry, and Eric Berry going the other way, and nobody's going to catch him. Two on the board for the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh.
Tough loss for the Falcons. Right position. They had the lead and then went for the two-point, trying to extend it to a field goal game.
That was your superhero performance of the week, presented by Bedrock City Comics.
Follow Bedrock City Comics on Twitter, at Bedrock City.
I could do this all day.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So Barry Laminek wanted to join us and ask us a few questions about today's excursion, as it were.
Yeah.
So ask away.
You have the floor, sir.
Good, because I do have to do this pretty soon. I'm 42 going on 43, and I've never done
it. You should already have done it.
Yeah, I know. Shh, don't get me in trouble. Okay, first question, though.
You have these written down?
Yeah, I thought of these. These are things that go through my mind.
Okay.
Especially when I heard you guys were getting this
Did you
done.
Watch the video today?
I did not. I was unable to. Okay. I was busy getting my eyes examined and...
You got a lot of old man stuff going on with you, then you're saying.
Yeah, I have to take off my glasses to read my phone, so I have to get progressive lenses. I'm
you're
the old
reading
guy.
Your phone now with your glasses on.
It's not going well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You could take your glasses off of
me. No, I'm not gonna embarrass myself. Are you kidding me?
We already know. Junk poop is pants. What else could be embarrassing?
That's true. Question one, were you worried about being dirty back there? Did you like do the anal bleaching or anything
because you didn't want to
be
I showered.
Okay.
And said that was good, and before I left the house, even after my shower, I ran through once with a wet wipe.
Okay, right before?
Not right before, but right before I got in the car to leave.
Okay.
Fred, yeah, I probably showered a little more aggressively in that area this morning than usual.
You scrubbed it a little more?
Just a little more than usual, yeah.
See, I wouldn't want to get back there and be too dirty.
I'm pretty sure he's seen worse.
Oh, no doubt.
What is he like doing this to homeless people?
Well, I mean, some
Jong?
I don't think I'm the dirtiest person.
No.
So I think that he's probably seen way worse.
Yeah.
All right. What was the first thing that went through your mind once he breached your anus?
I felt like I needed to poop.
Oh, see, that's not good.
Yeah. Like it didn't hurt. But it was very uncomfortable.
Oh.
Yeah. I felt like...
That sounds like you're working out.
It kind of was. I felt like I was going to poop. Like that's the word.
Really?
That's all I can...
Were you worried you were... Because that was one of my questions.
I was a little worried that I was going to poop. Yeah. Once I felt the sensation, I was a little bit worried that I would poop. But I also knew that I had a full evacuation.
Do they tell you to do that?
Before my shower? No.
I mean, don't? Okay, no. because that was another question.
No, they didn't really give us any instructions.
But almost every day when I wake up, I have a full evacuation, and then I had a shower, and then the wet wipes. I felt like I was fully clear.
Okay.
So I wasn't too worried about that.
Fred, you...
My first thought was this hurts worse than I remember. it's not bad because it doesn't last long,
How long?
10 seconds.
The whole thing is 10 seconds?
The whole thing's 10 seconds.
Like, the finger's in there for 10 seconds. Yeah. The whole issue takes a while, but...
I only got one thing out that I said, and then it was over.
Really?
Yeah.
10 seconds isn't so bad.
No.
It was maybe even less than 10 seconds.
It's when it lingers. You know, it's when, like, it turns into, like, 45 minutes.
Yeah, but the first... Yeah, well...
And it's like a date.
That's awkward. Ain't
right. And there was nothing warm on my back after, so...
That's good.
That was the important part.
That's a positive. Wow. That's really great.
Wow. It hurt right at first, and then it didn't really get worse, but then it's over. So
I know for Fred, it felt familiar.
What do you mean?
Well, you said you'd had it.
Well, yeah, I'd had it done about 4 years ago, and it hurt. I think it hurt more last time, but no, that was the first thing I thought was, oh, geez, I forgot how much that hurt.
Ow.
Yeah. That's Fred.
Like,
I like AJ's because it really does sound like you're like new personal record.
It sounds like when you got tased.
New personal record on the squat rack.
Yeah, it wasn't great. But like, that's the thing. Like, I've I'll go ahead. I don't care. I've had chicks put a finger in my butt before.
This was one of my questions, actually.
This is totally different, though. A, because you're not aroused.
And she's not a doctor.
She's not a doctor.
She's not licensed to practice in there.
And she's got tiny fingers. This doctor's fingers were bigger than mine.
Oh, God.
They weren't longer than mine, but trust me, I told Fred this. Everybody who walked out, and there were several of them before we actually did the process, everybody who walked out and shook our hand, I was noting the size of their hands. Like, I was like, all right, I'm waiting just for somebody to walk out with, like, a big baseball glove size hand
Andre the Giant.
And I was like, oh. But so there were some that had really tiny hands and some that had normal size hands. But the doctor, his fingers were shorter than mine, but they were...
Wider?
They were thicker. They were stumpy.
Okay. We all know width is what's important.
That girth, we call it, Fred. Yeah. Girth.
Girth. Well, I was going to ask if you gagged at any point, but it sounds like AJ did.
I mean, it was more like a...
Not necessarily like a gag or...
No, it was just a... It's
over too fast for you to gag.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not like he's like, you know, you might gag if he's like jamming in and out of there. It's the insertion is the part that's bothersome.
Yeah, it's because it's so... I mean, it's not...
Do you have a warrant for this? What are you doing?
It's not gentle. It's basically, I'm reaching down there to find this thing right off the bat.
Really?
That's what it is.
So it's not gentle?
No.
So he's not like...
It's very clinical.
Oh, God. Well, I'm definitely not doing this.
Here's the other thing.
I need like mood music and candles.
I'll tell you the worst part of the whole experience for me was there was such... And in my head, when I first saw him putting the lube on his finger, I said, oh, that's good. He's using a lot of lube because you want a lot of lubrication if something's got to go in your ass.
Yeah.
Did he?
No. He had a tube of some sort of gel. And it's so much lube that after it's over, like, you start to know how a woman feels like when... When you're finished and she's immediately got to get up and go clean herself up.
Yeah.
Falling out of you. And it's like, oh my, it feels really gross.
Was he a gentleman or did he also make you get up and go get the rag?
No, I had to go up and I had to go to the bathroom myself.
Yeah, that was the weirdest feeling was about the few minutes after that was like,
man. All right. So last two questions. I know AJ's answer now, but after going through this, would you let a woman check your oil during sex? You apparently have.
Given the right circumstances, of course.
Fred?
Yeah, I have to be drunk enough, and she's got to have small fingers and not have like 4-inch nails.
That's
not going to happen.
And would you do it again?
I'll do it again when I'm 40, probably.
Yeah, I'll probably do one every however many years they keep telling me to do it, and we talked about it a lot today. And I would just say as much as – and I'm glad everybody got to have some fun at our expense today. But it is important to get this done, guys. If you're 40 years old, and for all of our kidding about it, it really isn't that bad of a process. And for 10 seconds for a guy to go and see if there might be something wrong that could be fixed before it gets bad, you really need to do it.
That's the thing, because honest to God, I wasn't going to do it, but you said 10 seconds. I'm going to go do it now. I can. That's fine.
And I can't say enough Dr. Williams and his staff over there. They're just
good people.
Good people, and they put up with our sense of humor and BS that we were doing the whole time. And and they got it, and they were very helpful. So just one of those things that I think anybody, when you get to 40, you got to think about. And the older you get, as they were talking about, the more likely you are to get it. So, you know, me being about to be 52, my God, it's important to get it done. And if you're close to 60, guys, if you haven't had it done in a while, go get it checked, man. That's a simple thing, because that's a very common illness with men. One out of seven, and that number goes up every decade past 40.
All right, guys, I got to tell you, let's say, for instance, you're in the bathroom and you poop your pants and you get some on the rug. Who are you going to call? Dirt Free Carpet, that's who. It's time to get those rugs cleaned. You don't want a poop stain. Dirt Free can help you with that, and they'll do it chemical free. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water. They're leaving behind soapy residue. They're leaving behind unhealthy chemicals that can trap dirt and allergens. They're going to make your family sick. So sick they might poop on the floor. You never know. Don't let that happen to you. That's not the case with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. 281 Dirt Free. These guys use powerful engines to create high pressure steam made from their patented super water, not toxic soaps, and they've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5, and know the three rooms of carpet for just $99.95, and throwing a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. It's 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN's your number. Take some phone calls in a little bit, but right now joining us in studio, because he was not able to yesterday, Stanford Rout, former NFL cornerback, former UH cornerback. Follow him on Twitter at SRout26. And so Jong here managed to make it in when he's got everything coming out of both ends. We both had fingers shoved up our butts today. What sacrifice have you made for Gal Media today?
Wow, I can't top that. I'm not even going to try. So let's just say that I woke up this morning and I made it here safely.
Everything's working well for you.
I wouldn't say everything's working well, but okay. I made it here safely.
Good for you.
Well, fine. We'll just talk football then.
Fine. Just talk football. Fred is on record now. What do you got, a bro phone and a hoe phone? What's going on here?
Really? You're just going to call me out like that on national radio?
No, we're not national. It's only here in Houston. People are hearing that.
And what is that? Y'all are really, Port Arthur.
Y'all going to call me out like that?
Are you a married man?
One's a business phone and one's personal.
You a married man?
No, I'm not.
That's a hoe phone. No doubt that's a hoe phone.
No, that's only if
that's
you're married.
That's what business and personal means is like one isn't what I conduct like normal business on, and the other one is the number I just give random chicks because I don't want them calling my phone.
That's not the case. That is not the case.
Let me see your contact list in your whole phone.
I'll let you see it right after the segment's over.
I want to see. Are they listed by name and city?
No, they're not. Guys, I don't know what you're talking about.
Do they have descriptive words like Becky Big Boobs or Jody Flatass but gives good?
I don't know where y'all are going with this. I really don't. I came in here to talk football but
yeah, what are we going to say about the damn Texans, really?
No, you know where I wanted to start? Fred is on record. He has said if UH hires Lane Kiffin, he's done with the program. He doesn't want anything to do with him. What do you think of that? I think it might not be the worst hire for this program.
I can see why Fred would go on saying that, because I was with Lane Kiffin my third and fourth year in Oakland. And Lane is a great offensive mind, but Lane will rub people the wrong way. There's no doubt about that. That's one of the main reasons why they got him up out of USC when they did, in the manner that they did. He can rub you the wrong way. I remember distinctly a couple run-ins between him and Al, with him basically trying to get fired. I saw that report this morning that he's the favorite for the job. So, like I said, we'll see. Hopefully, Lane has probably learned to be a little bit more people person, a little bit more liked by the people, hopefully, and that'll help him out. But as long as he can go ahead and translate more games into wins for U of H if he gets here.
You're all right with that.
I mean, that's all I care about. It is what it is.
Here's what I think will keep the thing from happening is his agent does not want a huge buyout because he doesn't want a long-term gig here.
Of course not.
And UH is insisting on that.
Yeah,
now,
so I think that could very well be a deal killer.
Well, I think that could be a deal killer for a lot of coaches.
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
I don't know why UH is doing that. UH should accept what they are and roll with it. If it keeps getting you big-time coaches and top coordinators
for 2 or 3 years,
you got the OC from Ohio State. Now you could get the OC from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many Group of Five schools would sell a baby to get into that position to have those types of coaching options open up for them? I mean, they would love it.
Yeah, I think what it is that a lot of the U of H Nation right now is they're pissed because of that. Because they don't want to be just the holdover position for a guy who wants to come in, get his stats up, get his resume back right where it needs to be, and then go leave the coop, go to a Power 5 conference. They don't want to be just the
– It ain't a bad thing to be, I'm telling you.
No, it's not, because we all understand it from the business aspect. If U of H doesn't want to be in that position, U of H has to get into a Power 5 conference, period. No questions asked, no explanations needed. But a lot of people within U of H, they don't want to be the bridesmaid. They don't. They want to be the bride. And until U of H gets in that Power 5 conference, they're going to continue to be in this situation. That's why I think the best thing is just go ahead, accept the situation, the lay of the land, and then play within it, and then play your way up out of it. But I understand what you're saying about U of H insisting on the long-term deal because they don't want to be in that situation anymore, but I don't really think that they have any other choice. If they want a good coach,
if you want somebody like that,
and I'm okay with it. I'd rather it be somebody else. I have no problem with a guy coming in for 2 years or 3 years and moving on.
Let me ask both of y'all this. I got a chain email about a week and a half ago.
Do not send money.
No.
To an African prince. That guy is a phony.
I'm almost sure he's a fake. I've gotten that one also, but a couple of guys that I went to U of H with, a couple of guys that played ball after me at U of H were coached by Art Briles, and they actually were trying to put together a petition to actually coerce the AD and the president, Reno Couture, to actually consider bringing back Art Briles. What do y'all think of that?
I said this, and I stand by it. If the University of Houston hires Art Briles, I will come on this radio show every day and blast them. And I will call them sellouts and scumbags because it's the same thing I did to Baylor every day until they fired him.
Yeah,
I don't think a man like that should be coaching. I don't think a man like that should be leading men. I think that he had his chance. He blew it. Will he get a job somewhere someday? I'm sure. And once he gets that first one, maybe people will forget about it once he goes on to the second one. But I feel terrible for whoever that first program is that hires him. And if it's done right here in this city, I promise you I will turn this mic on every day and raise hell until they get me fired or Art Briles fired. One of us will go.
I agree. I would, you know, I say I would be out on the program if Kiffin were hired. I would probably just basically not go to any games. But in Art Briles' case, I would be completely done with those people. And the folks who are trying to get him an interview are delusional and really need to get their bleep together.
And I'm so pleased.
And I have friends that have tried to do that to talk to me about it, and I've told them the same thing. You're bleeping idiots. I love you, but you're bleeping idiots.
I'm so pleased to hear both of y'all say that, because whenever I got the chain email from a lot of the guys, like I said, I played ball with at U of H, a couple guys played in the league with, and guys that were there at U of H after me, that's pretty much the sentiment that I responded to the email with. It's like, they're over there like, hey, like, let's go ahead, put a petition together, talk about how what Coach Briles has done to change our lives and this, that, and the other, and how he should be back at U of H, and we need a guy who's not going to leave and go to a Power 5 conference the first chance he gets. I was like, it took me about a good hour and a half to write the email to respond back to everybody on it. And I'm not going to say who was on the email or who was one of the advocates, but that's the same thing that I said pretty much what both of y'all said is, A, where there's smoke, there's fire. Yeah. B, they fired him for a reason. And C, if you can find it in your vernacular to look past that, then if you ever have a daughter, which a lot of the guys in the chain email do have daughters.
Oh, it's crazy.
And your daughter gets assaulted and the coach overlooks it because he wants to continue his nice record that he's got going on at that school, hopefully getting into a college football playoff, I want you to walk up to him and shake his hand and support him. And then, like I said, those guys were adamant about really thinking Code Brown deserves a second chance. That Stan, that's not how it all went down. I know a lot of insider information. I said, you know what? I don't know everything. I don't. I'm not going to lie. I'm not even going to fake like I do. But I do know this. I want to ask this question. You say, and a couple of guys were like, Stan, he could have done more. Then I was like, that's all I need to know. If he could have done more, my question to you is, why didn't he? And if the, answer has anything to do with preserving the success at that school, on that football team, that's all I've heard. All I need to hear.
Well, not only that, but they're saying let's find someone who's not going to leave to a Power Five conference.
Did y'all forget? I hit that also. I hit that also. I was like, y'all think that he's going to spend his best years of coaching at U of H, where he can go undefeated, win every game by 30, and still probably wind up being fifth or sixth in the college football playoff rankings, mm-hmm. like Michigan, and barely miss it. Or like Penn State and barely miss out. I was like, man, as soon as he gets a chance, he is leaving for a Power 5 conference. No question.
And you've
asked
taken the bullet. You've been the school that took the bullet for him. You're the one that takes all the bad PR. And yeah. I honestly don't think there's any chance. I don't think Dr. Couture, I don't think Tillman Fertitta, and Hunter Yurecek, I don't think those people would make that kind of hire, knowing that it would not only it'd be a national PR nightmare. It would divide the fan base, which they've just gotten now where they can fill that stadium.
Yes.
You chase half those people off, and you will. There's a lot of people. I'll be honest. If that guy were coaching a school, my daughter's going to be in college in a couple of years. She ain't going to that school. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is. I don't want my daughter around that.
Yeah, I don't blame you, but I wanted both of y'all's take on that, because I remember that I got that email last week. I believe it was Monday of last week, and it really put me in a bad space, like, they are really, really pushing for this guy.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, I'm not going to sit up here and stand on the table or, you know, start a picket line outside of the stadium to where he shouldn't be the coach or anything like that. I'm not going to sit up here and go that far. But if you guys are asking me to actually add my name to the petition.
No, thanks.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's
good for you.
Yeah, because that's a bad look, man. And like I said, I have a couple of friends who are very involved in the program that were all about Art, and I've told them to their face, it's exactly what we've just said, and it always keeps coming back. Well, but he did so much for me and so much for the university.
Yeah, and like that, see,
well, then
that,
now you're making it, you're making it about you. You're not making
personal.
It, yeah.
And like that's the thing. Like the main part of my email, what I responded back to all those guys, like, you guys may have daughters, y'all may have sons, I don't know, but all of y'all have sisters, all of y'all have mothers, y'all have aunts, all of that. So for him to overlook, I believe it was, what, 17 or 19 women that came out?
I don't even know at this point.
But
it's like Cosby. You don't even know the number. it's just big. It's a big number. But
for him to overlook that, and we all know why he overlooked it, because he didn't want his best players leaving the team. He didn't want to lose everything he had built there. That right there in itself is, that's all you need to know. Regardless of if he saved you from a burning building back when you were an infant.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, that's all you need to know. But like I said, everybody's got their own way of going, doing things. That's them. I said my piece, and I noticed that when I asked that question about why didn't he do more,
that shut them all up.
Nobody responded back to it.
You think you're blackballed now? You're blacklisted?
I probably am, but I don't give two. You know what?
To hell with them. That's right. As long as you got those hoes in that phone, you're good.
And you know what? Here's what you need to do. You need to let them know what you want for a gift coming up here for the holidays, because we got the perfect one. Because, you know, it's hard to buy gifts for guys, right? And you want something that's thoughtful, but it's also useful and practical. How about this Harry's Limited Edition Shave Set? They've got an amazing 5-blade razors that are fantastic. And the Harry's Limited Edition Shave Set makes a terrific gift. How cool would it be to get this to show up? And you know what? They could send you more than one of these because they're that good. But what if your lady sent you one of this? The holidays package that they're offering, a midnight blue chrome razor handle, which you can get engraved with initials, 3 of Harry's German-engineered 5-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave, a foaming shave gel that smells amazing, a beautifully designed gift box, and all that goes for just $30 on harrys.com. So if you're looking for the cool gift, you don't want to spend a lot, you want to get them something that they can use and they're going to appreciate. They also offer handles and sets starting at just $10 if you haven't tried Harry's for yourself. And guess what? Just for the Blitzers, we're going to get you more off than that. We partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you enter code BLITZ at checkout. Get your holiday shopping done right now. Get to Harry's.com to get a limited edition holiday shave set while supplies last. Don't forget to enter code BLITZ at checkout for $5 off. This is your last week. If you want to get it there in time for Christmas, that's Harry's.com, code BLITZ.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Tuesday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all-you-can-eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com for a limited time only. You can get $75 off, so get your tickets early. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. All right, this is one of those subtle brow supporters. Tons of misinformation in your interview. 17 or 19 was a number thrown out with no proof and accepted with no fact checking.
I don't care. Is it more than, is it one? Is no. it, was there at least it, one? Because well, that's all that matters.
The number that's been reported is 17 women against 19 football players.
Okay.
Was the last one I saw. There's also several that have not come out yet, allegedly. So there's no way of knowing how many. And frankly,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And guys, if you want to continue to defend the guy, this isn't the place to do it because
you won't win here.
You're not going to. And sorry. And that's I get, and I had this conversation with a former player of his. I get that he did a lot for you. I get that he helped you personally. But look at the damage he did to other people. Look at the damage that not doing anything did to other people. Look what the damage it did to Baylor, for God's sake. Now, give some Baylor some credit. They got themselves a hell of a coach today. Now, it's going to be a complete culture change because this guy is defense first. And but I think they hired a really, really good football coach. And the reality is, though.
But he's also not he's not the name that Art Briles was. He does not have the footprint in Texas that Art Briles
did. No, he's
did.
Going to have to hire some guys here.
And it's going to be a slow build.
Well, and they basically have no recruits this year. So, and lost a lot from last year. So it's not going to happen next year. And it's not going to happen the year after that. But this guy built Temple up. And I think he'll do a great job. So I think they got a good coach. And I just think this guy's like, okay, so allegations with no proof is okay. Got it. Boy, you really haven't done your homework.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm going to just ignore the rest of your texts.
Let me tell you this. If there was no proof, don't you think Art Briles would have a really badass lawsuit against Baylor? What's his situation? Is he filing a lawsuit? No. Guess why? Guess why?
And I love this whole only allegations. When you start adding up that many instances, then you're foolish to just ignore them. And it cost him his job. It cost Baylor a lot, including their reputation.
Yeah.
And if I'm a Baylor guy, I'm pissed at him right now. I'm furious with what he did.
But they're not. They're still wishing that he was back and everything was okay.
That's not true. There's a lot of Baylor guys that are as the more details continue to come out, realize what a scumbag operation that was and how much it embarrassed the university. And it would embarrass UH, and he has no business being here. So I'm glad that they've said that they're not going to interview him, and I hope that continues. But, the reality is, and even back to the Boise kid, somebody just brought up a good text, knew about the kid from Boise before taking him in, and denied it, of course, and tried to put it on the Boise guys, but there were people in the program that told me they knew about it. So that was the first one, and that was bad enough, and then everything else started happening. I think if I'm Baylor, I'm looking ahead. I've got a guy who knows how to rebuild a program. I feel pretty good about my hire. And in 936, I can't believe there are actually idiots out there defending Art Briles. He had a really good impact on people individually, and they can't let go of that. And that's hard, man. I mean, I've known some people who turned out to be really big scumbags, and they were great to me, did a lot for me, made me feel, Like, I was part of something, and then it turns out they were scumbags. Well, guess what? As much as I appreciate what they did for me, I'm not going to have anything to do with them. Not when stuff like that comes out. William, I was a student when he was there. If they had brought him back, I would have never bought season tickets again. And why do you want him back when he bailed on you? That's the other thing. Guy bailed for, at the time, what wasn't that much better of a gig. It was just more money.
Yeah.
Turned it into a better gig.
Yeah, it was not a good job when he took it.
No. But, yeah, 281 said apparently Lincoln Riley had the best interview thoughts. Lincoln Riley's a guy I like. I'm okay with the really hot coordinator hire. I'm okay with if they get somebody who's established hire. I do think they're going to do fine. It's just I hope they get rid of this whole idea of the massive buyout thing. It just hire somebody who you think is going to do the best job and see how it plays out. You know, if 3 years from now you're looking again, so be it.
Yeah.
If you want to avoid looking in 3 years again, you got to go get somebody who's – go hire Tony Levine again.
You can probably get him back.
You can probably get him back. Well, I guess I'm assuming he's going to wind up coaching for Western Kentucky in their bowl game. Which Jeff Brohm to Purdue. That was the name that they never talked to that I wanted all along was Jeff Brohm. No ties to Texas, but still that offense, I think that offense travels anywhere. And it'll be interesting to see what he does at Purdue. I think that's a really good hire. All right, 713-7. We're already an hour in. Jeez, it feels like one segment.
Yep.
What do we got here, John?
Window World. Everybody loves Window World. That's right, guys. I love Window World. You know why? I've got a ton of reasons. They provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price. And their energy-saving windows are made right here in the good old U.S. of A. They carry the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. They've become the country's number one window company for several reasons. They offer a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage and is transferable if you ever sell your house. That's a nice perk. It's a higher quality product, and they've got a low price that starts at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills, call Window World of Houston. Schedule a free written estimate. No hassles, no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You got nothing to lose. They'll come out. They'll tell you what it'll take to get the job done. You like that? They'll do it in less than a day. You don't like that? They'll pack up and leave. No big deal. Window World, 713-439-1172, or go to windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
Thank you.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.